This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The U.S. inflation rate is the highest it has been in four decades. Unfortunately, inflation is often a hidden tax that is difficult for the average consumer to perceive. They know prices are going up, but they don't have an accurate measure of how it is affecting them and their families. Seamus Brennan found a way to put the last decade into some perspective by using the concept of a pay raise and a pay cut. Under President Trump, between 2017 and 2019, Americans received a $6,000 increase in median family income. This was essentially like a $6,000 pay raise. By contrast, under President Biden, families have lost an average of $6,000 in purchasing power. That's like a $6,000 pay cut. Economist Stephen Moore compares this loss in purchasing power to someone stealing money from your bank account. And he admits that this isn't exactly the same as a bank robber stealing from you, but at the end of the day, it has the same exact unhappy result. He and economist E.J. Antoni have found that the average 401k plan is down $34,000 in less than 1 year. Speaking of E.J. Antoni, he has written another article that documents the 1-2 punch hitting the average American worker. This would be inflation and interest rate hikes. He observes that there are plenty of homes and apartments across the country, but good luck finding one that's affordable. Although the administration cites the rapid increase in nominal wages, they don't mention that prices have risen faster than wages. So the average American's larger paycheck actually buys less than it did before. So there's work to do for the newly elected Congress. It's time to get started to help working Americans. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.